From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Seven Georgia 4-H'ers from Grady County participated in the virtual 2021 National 4-H Youth Summit on AgriScience, connecting with high schoolers from around the country to learn about emerging issues and careers in agriculture. MorningAgClips.com reports the 4-H members worked alongside industry and University of Georgia cooperative extension experts in a cooperative hands-on experience. The summit was hosted by the National 4-H Council and sponsored by Bayer Pharmaceuticals, Brightmark Energy, Nationwide Mutual Insurance, and Nutrien. China has reported a new outbreak of African swine fever in its Xinjiang region. According to agrimarketing.com, the farm involved had 466 pigs, 280 of which died from the virus. The remainder will be culled. After a hiatus of several months, China reported only a handful of new ASF cases this year. Industry reports signal new strains of the virus are causing more trouble for China's herd rebuilding efforts. And although China has yet to fulfill its Phase 1 promises of purchases of U.S. farm exports, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says, the fact is, they need us. Agriculture.com reports the U.S. share of China's food and agricultural imports is around 15% at present, down from 25% before the trade war. China imported $8.7 billion of U.S. food, ag, and seafood products in January and February, 77% of the volume needed to meet this year's target of $43.6 billion. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.